Hello, this is James Hunter, and you're listening to Dave Raven on the award-winning Raven and Blues.
Yay, an R&B song which I guess also became a blues standard as well along the way. That's the Kentucky Headhunters opening up the Raven and the Blues with Johnny Johnson on piano, and the album Live at the Rambling Man Fair back in 2016 it came out. And that's the Tommy Tucker original and High Heel Sneakers. I'm giggling because nobody touches this studio. Nobody comes in, nobody dusts, nobody does anything. So it should be the same this week as it was last week and the week before. But somehow, either my hearing's changed or somewhat's up, but it all sounds terribly different. Hello, welcome to the Raven and the Blues. The voice is back. I'm feeling pretty good. The sun's out. The temperature is 16 degrees outside. Surely not, no. I think it might be. Yeah, it's warm. And I'm feeling okay. Welcome to the programme.
Just hold on tight. I tell you in the morning, honey, you feel alright. Keep her by my side.
I know there is Google, but along the way, I'm not quite sure where. I think that I'm certain they're from Belgium. The Traveling Blues Kings, I think they're part of the Nico de Kock stable of bands. Their brand new album is out, I think, next week or the week after, but end of this month anyway. The album is called Wired Up, and that's a track called Into the Night. Lovely stuff. Here's a guy who I rate really highly. His new album is fabulous. Came out in the spring of last year, and it was just so different from the previous albums and separated him away from all the other kind of blues guitarists around. Ben Poole, his album came out last year called Anytime You Need Me. He's on tour this year with Anna Popovich. Whoa, that'll be something. Sexy Ben Poole and sexy Anna Popovich together. Here he is with Don't Cry For Me. Lovely. Ben Poole, Don't Cry For Me. And that's from the album from last year, worth listening to in its entirety, Anytime You Need Me. There used to be, there still is a truism, I guess, where you never talk about politics and never talk about religion. It just causes rows. As we know from the effects of the last 12 months or so, 2 years, I suppose, with what's happening in America, what's happening in the UK, it's a time where lots of families have even split up just because of their disagreements over Remain or Brexit or Donald Trump or whatever. So I tend to obviously avoid politics altogether, and I never discuss it with chums either. So it's, you know, people's politics are their own thing. I mean, I'm telling you this because a musician I first met, 10 years ago now, must be even longer, Sean Taylor, who is really, I guess in many respects, a poet more than a blues guy, but a lovely, lovely guy, and writes fabulous songs. Complete opposite of the spectrum to me in terms of politics, but he's brought a single out which is just so apposite and so lovely. Here it is. This is England.
Born and raised under Maggie's cane, since when did love become a stain? In this epoch we will find a broken generation left behind. Buy one, get one free, more for you and more for me. Look at the deals, unlimited texts, hands free and more minutes to get. Lots of noise but nothing to say, looking for magic but found decay. Celebrities on ice or in the ring, be on such a journey, just don't let them sing. Sex addict, internet porn, how come all the bed sheets are worn? Political correctness with a constant erection. Everyone's got some kind of condition. It's an antidepressant competition. Better turn off the ignition. Get high on your hips to nutrition. With ornate beers and craft beer highs, coffee shakes and gentrify. Where has my city gone? Sugar is the new nicotine, but smoking kept me thin. With a sexy old yellow tooth grin. Might have had a shadow on the lung, but darling, I was growl when I sung. Breathe in, breathe out. We pay the world for watered down beer, but all music is free. Spotify, this poem for you and me. Everyone meets on Tinder, even Romeo and Juliet. What, aren't you married yet? Have kids, settle down, get a job. You're in for life, you can be a slob. You're addicted to darkness, the worst of the worst. The world that owns us is cradled in a hearse. And Brexit news and Brexit blues. Find a despot to sell our fish and chips to. We play hard to get, but not for long. Like when I'm get out the bone. We take cards, contactless and cash. Half remember tales of whiskey and ass. We want our country back, they scream. But now they can't find where they left it. As we Morris dance the Brexit. Get you high for a dollar. Nothing to say but everything to holler. No one likes us, we don't care. Cause Britain's only great when it bombs everywhere. We don't want immigrants, only millionaires. Hearts, minds and chat show prayers. In our little England cave, we are America's favourite slave. Into wars all the way to the grave. It's a special relationship, McDonald's a beast. Heart condition, diabetes increase. We got too fat to march for peace, but we are still full of jism. Thanks to Facebook algorithms. So write me a jingle with a million hooks. What's at me, Mr. Shakespeare, ain't no time for books. This is England with a cup of tea and a can of Stella singing God Save the Queen.
Brand new, a single which you can download, I think, for free and make a donation. And that's Sean Taylor, This Is England, and lyrics are absolutely fabulous. As I say, I don't necessarily agree with Sean's politics, but the words in there, listen to it again, are just so, so good.
Ah.
treating me right. And if you wanna use me, come on and use me good. Well, I'm saying this one time only. If I ain't feeling appreciated for your own sake, for your own good, if you wanna train me, you can wish you could. Yeah, you can wish you could. If you wanna control me, hold all the ropes. Make sure you hold on tight, cause it's about to overflow.
I'm trying to get inside the frame. I've been painting a fat man. He's big and fat and heavy as a man can be. But he's been floating away, floating. Been floating away from me. In the mirror, my withering skin is a thorny pleasure. I stand unflinching and I mark each crease and stain. My brush, my wooden flail, my ancient thresher, as unforgiving time flays everything. Thank you. trying to get inside the frame. Now I'm painting myself naked. But I need a pair of boots about as heavy as boots can be. Or I'd be floating away. Floating away. I'd be floating away. Every thorn since the soul down, drifting all around. I'm floating away, floating away, floating away from me.
Nice fade. Mark Knopfler from the album which came out towards the end of last year, Down the Road Wherever, and there's a lovely track called Floating Away. And before that you heard Ina Forsman with a track from her new album called Chains. Okay, so far so good. One of my albums of the year last year, probably in the top 10 at least, was this one, Larkin Poe.
Memories, I gotta get back to my home. Among the ferns and dogwood trees, that's the dirt where I was grown. Backwoods living set me free, gotta get back to my roots. This city life is killing me, pretty soon I'm gonna shake my boots. Say, oh my my, sit on my my, getting down to the Georgia clay. Oh my my, sit on my my, drinking sweet tea every day. Oh my my, sit on my my, digging deep is the southern way. Honey, I'm home, I am so glad just to see y'all. Sit there, say, oh my my, sit on my my, getting down to the Georgia clay. Oh my my, sit on my my, drinking sweet tea every day. Oh my my, sit on my my, digging deep is the southern way. Honey, I'm home, I am so glad just to see y'all. Thank you.
sit on my mind, getting down to the Georgia clay. Oh mama, sit on my mind, drinking sweet tea every day. Oh mama, sit on my mind, digging deep is the southern way. Honey, I'm home, I am so glad just to see y'all.
So am I. Lock and Bow, Venom and Face the Album, and Blue Ridge Mountains. This weekend is the IBC in Memphis. Kyla Brox is doing her bit for Britain. And from what I can gather so far, don't forget, it's this weekend is the big weekend. She's doing amazingly well. I'm so pleased. People seem to love her. People have flown from the UK, especially just to see Kyla in Memphis. How good is that? And last weekend, she was in Skegness. Oh, Skegness. The bane of my life. I know many of you listening will be from other parts of the world, and even if you're in the UK, you may not even know where Skegness is. It's a godforsaken stretch of beach, which in the winter is godforsaken. In the summer, it's when the sun comes out, it's very nice. And it's got holiday camps and camping sites and all kinds of stuff for the Brits who love to go to the beach and then lie on the beach and get brown and eat fish and chips. And in the winter, of course, nobody goes. So what they do is they have festivals. Well, they have a festival in a holiday camp, as best they can. And the biggest one was last weekend. And it's the Skegness Rock and Blues Festival. Two stages, one rock, one blues. And it's the same every year. One band who was there this year has been there for the last 18 years. The average age on stage is about my age. The average age in front of the stage is about my age. And where are the kids going to come from? That's what I say. And Lock and Poe could be the saviour, but definitely Skegness is not.
Well, hello, let me introduce myself. My name is Tom, and I'm what they call a cheap, cheap, cheap fucker. I got lots of money, I just don't like spending it. I like to stack it up in big piles, make myself a mattress and sleep on it. Oh, I do turn every dollar, as they say. And let me tell you, if I would ever ask you to lend me some money, trust me, don't. Don't worry about my health, do worry about my wealth. See, I turn every dollar that I spend. Oh, I go to AA for the free buffet, man. I turn every dollar that I spend. Well, I don't care what the other people say, gonna do what I do my way. When I go out, I don't take a cab, I just walk the streets, I don't mind getting wet. I turn every dollar that I spend. And when it's my turn to give around, I ain't nowhere to be found. I turn every dollar that I spend. I sleep on dollar bills, smell of money just gives me thrills, man. I turn every dollar that I spend. Well, I don't care what the other people say, gonna do what I do my way. My shoes, they don't fit, enough of that some old newspaper won't fix. I turn every dollar that I spend. Got out real early this morning. Somebody knocking on my door, ringing my doorbell, waking me up. So I got up from my piles of money, walked down the stairs, opened the front door, and what do I see? I see all my neighbors standing there for me, holding up this big envelope, saying they see me picking up coins from the street, stealing wishes from wishing wells, showering outside in the rain, taking money from the church collection tray, saying they see me going through this rough patch. Collected lots of money, put it in an envelope, but were about to hand it to me. No, I didn't need that money, people. I didn't need it at all. But I took it anyhow. You wanna know why?
Yeah.
You wanna know why?
Yeah.
You wanna know why? 'Cause I turn every dollar
turn every dollar that I spend. I turn every dollar that I spend.
Yeah, I'm with you. Take every turn every dollar and take the money as long as you give half away to charity or something. That's the band from the Netherlands who won the European Blues Union Challenge last year. Their album came out towards October, November last year, called Rag and Roll, and it's really lovely. That's a track called Turn Every Dollar. Okay, Royal Albert Hall is next, please. Lovely, thank you.
On the guitar. Your eyes may be whole, but the story I'm told is your heart is as black as night. Maybe sweet, such that I can't compete, but your heart is as black as night. Cause you're
lovely stuff. I was in.
I love that little song, man.
Thank you, Bess.
That's a Melody Gardot song.
I was involved in a conversation with a friend this week who discussing about Beth Hart, with but Joe Bonamassa or without. Which is she best? Is she best paired with Joe or best on her own? I'm kind of torn either way, really. That's her on her own at the Albert Hall last year, and a track which taken from the album Live at the Royal Albert Hall. What a surprise. Your heart is as black as mine. No, it's not.
May our leaders join together. May they finally agree that everyone's a child of God, respected equally. Oh Lord, hear our prayer. To love, Lord, keep eyes on the sparrow soaring high above.
Fill our hearts. Enemies, may we find new friends. Amen.
Amen indeed. One of my top 10 albums of last year, Eric Bibb, the 2-CD set called Global Griot. And there he is with somebody who I shouldn't know her name, and I'm afraid I don't, and a track called New Friends. That's on the gospel side of blues. This isn't.
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you might wanna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go too high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride, baby, don't you buy no ride. 'Cause if you get me right, you know I'm gonna get too high. Get me high, you're in for a real surprise. So don't you buy me no ride. Well, said you'd take me dancing, buy me just a glass of wine. But I know you got something else on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a lovely time. Well, what I got is mine, all mine. Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you just might wanna try my thigh. Feel my thigh, you're gonna go too high. So don't you feel my leg? wine. But all you men are all alike. You just got one thing on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a perfectly respectable time. But what I it's gonna get you high, so don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel. Talking about my plump, yet oh so firm. I mean my little old leg. I told you not to do that, darling.
Yeah, if you feel my leg, you might feel my thigh. Well, go on then. Actually, my legs, since my disease, I have wasted away. I think I've lost 15 kilos. What's that? 30-odd pounds. And it's all gone from the body. I look like a sort of a concentration camp victim all over my body. So my legs, which used to be, well, they were old but muscled and pretty good, they now look like, well, very old legs. Never mind. Maria Muldura, and off the album of the same name, Don't You Feel My Leg.
fella, yes I am. Well, I'm a nervous fella, honey. Don't you make me wait too late. I'm a nervous fella. I'm just a nervous fella. Wow, a nervous fella, you know I am. Well, I'm a nervous fella.
I'm a lovely fella, but don't make me wait too late, please. Joe Lewis Walker, Bruce Katz and Giles Robson from the album last year, Journeys to the Heart of the Blues, and Real Gone Lover. Giles was in Skegness last weekend playing with Kyla Brox. He's now in West Coast of America at WAMM, not WWA. WAMM, and he's there for that, which is nice. Okay, it's been a bad week for deaths in blues music, and it's going to happen, really, but we're all getting to, well, not we are, I am, and many of us are getting to an age in our 70s where our bodies are saying, enough is enough, you were badly behaved in your 30s and 20s, and now is the time to pay. And so there's been a whole raft of deaths this week, and I think it's going to happen right through 2019 in some ways. But some take you by surprise. Here's a guy who was so highly rated. The amount of people who've commented who say, I never met him, but everybody says the most wonderful things about him. And those that met him said how fabulous he was. His name is Mike Ledbetter. He died this week, age 33. The most amazing voice, really good guitar player. And it's so sad to have him go, really, at 33. It's a terribly young age. So, in tribute to close the programme, two tracks from Mike Ledbetter. First of all, with an album he came out last year, year before, together with Mike Welsh. It's called Crying Won't Help You.
Now, yeah, you're crying, won't help you, baby, because you've been so.
Mike Welch together with Mike Ledbetter from the album from last year, Right Place, Right Time, and Crying Won't Help You. Okay, that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. It's what a difference a week makes. The last 3 weeks, as you know, I've been kind of off air, and then I was back on last week. And at the end of it, I thought, I can't do this. I really, the stress on the brain, I've got to think clearly, all that kind of stuff, concentration. And it just wasn't working. And so I was going to say last week, probably this week, that this would be the last one, because I just felt I couldn't do it. I mean, I was it 4 weeks I was away? Amazing a difference a week makes, or even a day makes, actually. I woke up this morning, that's a good blues number, and thought, hey, I feel good. And it's been okay, it's been good. I've loved talking to you, I've loved playing the records. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues.co.uk. Thanks to all the lovely emails and letters. John Podras, a listener from Cyprus days, I guess. 20 years ago, I guess, John. He lives in the Gulf, and I think he's away from the internet a lot of the time, so he loads up his whatever machine he's using with the Raven and the Blues and goes into the desert and then comes back and makes contact about once every 6 months. And he was in contact this week. Good to hear from you, John, and everybody else who emailed. Thank you so, so much. It makes a massive, big difference. So, to close, Michael Ledbetter died this week, age 33. From what I can gather, I never met the man, but a lovely, lovely man. And this is called Walking on a Ledge. I hope I'm in good form next week, and if I am, I will talk to you then. Thanks for listening, and thanks for giving me an hour of your valuable time. Until next week, if you want a kiss, there's a kiss. Bye-bye.
Away from another.